Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcasting is proud to present House of Kim.
Hey guys, holy shit.
It's been a minute.
House of Kim is back in action. We have had so much happen since our last podcast. There's just no way to squeeze it into one show. Just warning you right now.
It's been what, about 5 months?
Yeah, just about five months. Just so we're clear, we own the podcast, okay? So we took it down.
Like every podcaster out there. Right. Other than maybe Joe Rogan, who is owned by Spotify.
He's trying to make $100 million a year, whatever. So, good for Joe.
Excluding him, right? Every podcaster owns their own podcast.
Owns their own podcast. Yeah. So it wasn't removed or taken. You know, we have been tested both professionally and personally. We want to share everything with you. We don't want to burn bridges either. But we've had to make some pretty big business changes to make sure that you guys were getting the best version of us.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't happening. I even found myself walking up the stairs here to the salon where Brielle has lived for 2 weeks, by the way. She's our guest, our first guest, which we can't wait to talk about. But I found myself even kind of not getting too excited about the podcast anymore. And so that also made me kind of reevaluate.
Yeah. Well, a good friend of ours says you got to slow down sometimes
to speed up.
And that's a funny saying, but you really do.
Was sometimes that Bert?
No, Chris.
Chris.
So
Chris Tuff, our friend who we're talking about.
Incredible dude.
You know what he says? You guys, we talk a lot, and every single time we talk, he says, I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Like, and I look at Croy like, I'm fucking fired up now. And it's kind of like
contagious.
Seriously, surround yourself with people that are fired up because it does put you right, sweetie.
Yeah.
No, Brielle's definitely fired up.
It builds momentum and keeps it going.
He wrote the Millennium Whisperer.
Uh-huh. Millennial Whisperer.
Millennial Whisperer.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? The stroke. I blame it on that. Or the lisp. I don't know which. But anyhow.
He was on the podcast.
Yes, he was on the podcast. Yes. Really, really awesome guy. But he's fired up. And so he also is the one that said you had to slow down to speed up, which I think is really true. Anyways, you guys, COVID has swept through our house in a very dramatic way. I'm still pissed off because nobody really listened to us. Croy, you were really pushing this shit. Me, I just believed.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
We're going to get into
that. But I knew. All I will say is I knew.
On a side note, you guys, also I have to tell you about this crazy ass procedure that left me with 3 holes in my ears that nobody warned me about. So let's just jump. I mean, I don't even know.
I know where to begin. Okay, guys.
Okay, wait. Say hello to Brielle Bierman, everyone. Round of applause for Brielle Bierman. You guys, I just want you to know that I hugged my daughter for the first time today in 14 days tonight. And
I didn't get a hug.
Still told her to hold her breath. I told Croy I hugged her.
No. Sit your hiney down. Sit it down.
I'm over here hugging him now.
This is a fake hug. I want the real thing after this is over.
You guys, Brielle, we're going to talk about, and this isn't a joke. COVID's not a joke. It's never been a joke.
Did you mention the crazy procedure?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I mean, 3 holes in your ear.
Yes, three holes, and I'm allergic to tape adhesive and didn't tell the doctor that because I had such a migraine.
Nobody.
I don't know. Where were you?
Why didn't she warn us? Well, I was fixing Brielle's mic.
Oh.
But 3 holes in your ear. Like,
where is this? Can I see it?
No, they're gone. They're gone now. Thank God. So I want to start with this. Wait a second. I want to start with thanking the good Lord and all of my angels for protecting my husband and I from COVID, and I'm going to tell you why. Brielle comes to LA with us every time we go. We spent a month in LA in September. We have, every time we go, Brielle
anywhere
goes.
Anywhere they go, actually.
That's just a given. I decided this trip that Croy and I just were going to go. I was going to get my lips touched up, my hair colored, and I was coming right back. It was a pretty quick trip. So I decided randomly that I was going, and Brielle knew that I kind of had it on my mind. And so it's Tuesday night. I'm leaving Wednesday super early. I'm like, Brielle, I have to go to bed. I have to get up so early. She goes, oh, yeah? With her smart ass face. What are you getting up early for? And I said, I'm going to LA tomorrow. Her face.
I could have cried.
I thought she was going to cry. Her face was as red. She's like, you didn't tell me. You know what? I'm fine. I'm fine.
I had to talk myself off a ledge there because I was getting
she looked so sad. And I was like, Croy, I think she was going to cry. Like, I don't fucking know what to do. He's like, we're going to LA. We're coming right back. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because guess what happened? Honestly, Brielle had COVID.
Honestly, that might be like a blessing that I didn't end up coming or that I,
it's,
that I didn't.
What the hell do you mean? It was 100% a blessing.
No, I think it's like funny that like I found out the night before because usually I'm like pressing it. I'm like, so like I know. Wait, you're talking
about. She said I asked. What? We left?
Yeah.
That's the only time because she asked me three. She said I asked you three times and you never answered me.
She found out she had COVID the night before. I was like, this thing just changed real fast.
Let's take a moment of silence for Croy to catch up. 1 second, folks.
I know I'm slow. It's been 5 months. I mean, hold on.
Okay, so Brielle's like, I text you three times over the last 5 days. Brielle was out of town. We're going to get into that. And you never really responded. I've had so much shit going on, you guys, and we're going to get into all of this good stuff, juicy stuff. So here we are. I head off to LA a couple days. I'm going to get into LA and me and how terrible I felt and the special people that came to my hotel room. However, let's just rewind to New Year's Eve.
Actually, let's rewind about 2 weeks prior to New Year's Eve. I was in Miami. I was with all my friends. We were being safe and smart, but we were still having fun. And all of us were like, look, if we don't get it in Miami, we're never going to catch it. Just because there was so much going on in Miami, which was crazy. I mean, we were wearing a mask.
You weren't in a club. You were at a fucking Prime 112.
Yeah, but it was, there's no, at these restaurants are like,
I'm worried about her breathing on me, by the way.
The beach, like,
no, don't touch
the
me.
The beach is fine. Anything outside, yeah. You're fine. You were outside a majority of the time, right?
Yeah, but there's no.
When like, were you in? When were you in inside restaurants?
We were at Prime 112. When we were at restaurants.
Oh, the casino when she was walking out at 7 a.m. Mm. That I was pissed off about. I told you that.
What'd I tell you?
Okay, so anyways, she goes to Miami, doesn't get it, and then thinks she's invincible.
No. So we're joking. We're like, dude, like, come on. I mean, we all got tested when we came back. None of us had it. We haven't been around anybody who had any symptoms or anything. Anyways, 2 weeks later, it's like right before New Year's Eve, and everybody's like, let's go back to Miami. I'm like, no, I'm going to be smart because I know everybody and their mother is going to Miami. Like, all my friends.
I'm gonna be smart.
Yes, all my friends are posting.
Real fucking smart. You should have went back to Miami. You didn't get it the first time. You should have went back a second time.
All my friends are posting on their close friends that they're throwing these parties and they're getting these yachts and like who wants to come. So I'm like, I'm not going to Miami because I don't want to have to be around all this shit. So we're like, let's just go to Zach's beach house in Destin, which we thought.
Way to go, Zach.
Hold on. Which we thought was the safest and smartest.
You want to know what the safest and smartest thing to do?
Staying here. Great.
Stay home.
Anyways, that wasn't going to be the option.
Don't have to. Don't do it.
Cool. So, anyways, I'm not going to live my life in fear.
This is about to get really serious, you guys. I'm just warning you right now that it's about to get very serious.
Roll your eyes.
Me, Ethan, and Zach decide to go down to Zach's beach house. His mom and his mom's boyfriend's going to be there. His brother was there all last week. So it was just
What can go wrong at Zach's mom's beach house?
Everything.
You're
going to bars. You're going to restaurants.
No.
COVID is at an all-time high on New Year's Eve across the entire country.
Has gotten COVID. Thank you, God, and knock on wood.
All right.
Piece of toast.
Let me just finish.
Like, it's out of control.
Great. I didn't go to a bar on New Year's Eve, just so we're clear. All I did was go to dinner and went back to Zach's house. So there's that. And I had a private room, a wine room. I was by myself with my three friends.
And some random.
Anyways.
A random
that
guy.
That was Ethan's friend.
I know, but he was just random and didn't belong there.
Okay, cool.
Right. Didn't have a mask on. Didn't ask where he had been. Didn't ask if he had been exposed.
Right. Every person comes with like 20 different exposures to random ass people. But anyway, go ahead.
Great. So what did your hair person come with in LA? And what did the flight attendant?
There was two people doing my hair and I was in a private area.
Right there.
A private area with a mask on. We all had masks on. And guess what? I don't fucking have it. So obviously I did something right. Yep, You're doing great, sweetie. Anyways. Let's go with the story. Who didn't do so great?
Great. And I'm gonna talk. And
we didn't hang
finish.
Out with the guy who what? Knew he was positive, and you guys knew he was positive.
What are you talking? I
the
let
random
me
stranger.
No, we're gonna start from how she told us that she was positive, and the shit that went down.
The random stranger at the house who basically gave you COVID.
No, he wasn't a stranger. He was a friend.
Okay, but still, you knew he had it.
No, I didn't.
Was sick.
All right, if I can't talk,
all right, go.
And explain the story.
Okay, go.
Oh, for God's sakes.
So what happened was we decided that was the safest and smartest option. All my other friends were going to be around. Hundreds of people in bars doing stupid shit, going down to Zach's beach house and sitting on the beach, just us, or at restaurants that we're comfortable and familiar with, wearing masks and being smart seemed like the
safest
idea.
Okay, that was
idea.
A good idea. I'll
don't breathe
that.
On me. Don't breathe
so
on
we
me.
We went down to Destin to Zach's beach house.
Yep.
Nobody was, it wasn't really packed down there. I ran into some friends. We talked to them for a little bit. Anyways, the next day we go to Zach's house and it's just his mom and one of their friends there was not feeling too well. And
ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
I said, Zach's mom is just as terrified of COVID, maybe even worse than you guys are.
Not terrified. We're just cautious. Whatever. Because, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. I know why. So she's like on edge, like worse than anybody probably here. So I asked her, I said, yo, do you think he has COVID? Because like, I'm not trying to get COVID, obviously. She goes, no, I don't think so. I'm like, really? And Zach assured me, like, if Kathy even had, like, the slight idea because she doesn't want to get it, like, they wouldn't be here. So I was like, okay. They hung out in the room, in their room, all the
Where the fuck
evening.
Did he get it? Does he know?
They were away from you guys in, like, a separate area?
They
okay.
They were. Sure. I didn't even see this person yet. Like, I got there, and I was like, where is
but
so-and-so?
Had he been walking around the common areas?
Yes. Yeah. The kitchen, the bathroom. Yeah.
But I said, so where is so-and-so? And they said, oh, he, like, went to sleep early because he doesn't feel good. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So the next day, I didn't see him. The next day.
Right there.
The next day on New Year's, we're sitting, and we're all just watching
the
football.
Air conditioning was on?
Yeah.
Be quiet, Croy. Be quiet.
So
I can't hear myself.
We're sitting and watching football all day, and come to find out, Zach informs me that this person actually did have COVID. And I was sounding like I sound now, a little congested. But I didn't feel bad at all anywhere. Like, I just sounded congested, and I was tired. And it was like 8 o'clock. And
go sit by Croy.
I don't go to sleep until like 4 in the morning. So for me to be like tired at 8, I was like, okay, this is weird. Maybe it's been like a long day. Whatever. So I took NyQuil so I could go to bed. And the next day I felt fine until nighttime again. And then I was tired. And I woke up Thursday. I'm just sound congested, but I don't feel sick.
You don't feel sick Thursday?
No, I felt like congested and like.
That's it.
Like my throat was like.
Throat hurt.
Scratchy.
What else?
That's it.
No.
What else?
What else? Tired. You were sitting in the kitchen.
Tired. No, that was Friday. That was
Friday. Yeah, you're rushing it.
Yeah, so Friday.
No, I think she's mixing her days up on purpose.
I'm not because I went to Boho right when I came back. So Friday, I texted my doctor because I woke up and my throat felt like I was swallowing knives. And usually when it feels like that is when I had strep, and I've had strep 100 times.
She said her tonsils.
Friday morning. But mind you, you had found out that you had been around somebody COVID positive when?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I had it. I really didn't.
In the same house.
I was barely around
for multiple
them, so that's
hours.
What
it doesn't matter
for
like,
multiple
okay,
hours.
It does
unmasked.
Not matter.
Okay. Anyways, it didn't like click, right?
Yeah, didn't click.
Well, it should have clicked, sweetie.
So I asked, or I told my doctor, like, I think I have strep. So I went and I got a Z-Pak and I started taking that. And then Friday night, I was like, wow, I really feel bad. So I texted my friend whose parents are doctors. And I said, hey, do you know if I can like come and get like a test tomorrow with you guys? And he said, sure, come on, even though they're not open on Saturdays. I went and I got a test. I tested positive. Zach tested negative.
So she slept in the house, didn't have a mask, didn't wear a mask out the front door, even though she thought she had it.
Well, so we land Friday. Brielle never came to say hi. My kids all come and hug us when we get home. Like, it's just the way it is. And I'm like, Ariana, where's Brielle? She's like, she's upstairs.
She
she's playing
early.
Fortnite, or she went to bed. Yeah, she was playing Fortnite, I think she said initially. And then she's like, I think she went to bed. I'm like, that's fucking weird. But I figured she was pissed off at me because she didn't go to LA with me. So I was like, whatever. So then let's fast forward to Saturday.
So I take my test. It says positive. Zach's is negative. And I call Brandon and I'm like, what do I do? Like,
wait, What do I do?
I'm like, how do I tell them I have COVID? Like, should I write them an email? Should I put a note in the mailbox
Like
go to a hotel and
what
check in?
What the fuck?
You
call us.
No, because.
Because
and
why?
I'm about to explain why.
You're fucking
why?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Why am I nuts though?
Hold on. No, there's no excuse for how you
okay.
spoke. Doesn't matter.
I don't need an excuse.
Yeah, it's just you don't talk to people.
So
like
let's
that.
Be quiet mm-hmm. so she can crazy. Speak and we can get into it.
I wasn't hold disrespectful.
Corey, I was bawling crying and it takes a lot to make me cry. Like,
because you knew you had done wrong.
I didn't know. I didn't think I did anything wrong.
You
actually.
Don't think you did anything wrong?
No, the only thing that I think that I did wrong was maybe...
Stay the fuck home.
What do you mean
no,
you don't think you
I
did
don't
anything
think I,
wrong?
I don't think, no, because I didn't know. I think that now that I'm...
You knew Friday, you stayed in the house, slept in the house, didn't wear a mask. You knew Saturday, walked through the foyer, didn't wear a mask. You knew Thursday that you
but
didn't...
No, wait, right. How about we found out... Okay, no, let's you guys stop 1 second. Let's get... Brielle gets a positive COVID. Let her finish to the call to me. Go.
Okay, so...
Because our staff, Tracy Bloom...
Hold on.
So, ...was cussed out.
So I... I'm like, Brandon, how do I tell them? He's like, I don't understand why you're like so scared. And I'm like, because I know how Croy is going to react. Because all this whole time that's been like, I honestly kind of feel like Croy was like waiting for me to get it so he could unleash for how stupid
no,
I've been or whatever.
I was praying every day, please do not get.
Did
a
you ask Brandon?
COVID.
He told you to say that just now?
No.
That's weird.
But anyway, so I asked Brandon what to say to my to Croy, my mom, and he was like, dude, just call them. Like, why are you being so weird? And
yeah,
I go,
weirdo.
You want to know why?
Because you did
be
wrong.
Quiet, Croy!
I said, do you want to know why?
I'm still
and
mad.
We can have Brandon call in because mad. Right when I told you, he was also on Zach's phone so he could hear and he understood. And he was like, all right, I can't say anything now. I totally get why you want
so
to
So she had
him.
Brandon... Listening.
No, so he could listen for a second. Well, Zach was already in the car and you were on speaker. So I called.
You called me. My phone rings. Brielle says.
I called my mom and I go, hey, like, I think I. And she, the first thing she goes, you didn't even come say hi to me last night. And I go, you want to know why? Because I just tested positive for COVID. And she goes, does your father know? And I'm like, no. Like, I just found out. Like, I just called you.
I'm the parent that they call.
So she's like, cry, telling Croy.
And I said, Croy, Brielle just tested positive for COVID.
And Croy.
What'd I do?
Doesn't even know. You just start screaming at
me. I didn't
me.
Scream. Yes, you. I got very stern. I got very.
You weren't talking like
very,
that. That is stern. Having
this
like
is not
the tone
stern.
And being yeah, like
I, you might have been a little elevated, but you, what'd I say? What'd
no,
I say?
A little elevated. Mom, help
what'd I
me
say?
Here.
What'd I say?
Let me. I don't remember.
You, I don't know.
You started
was,
yelling back at me.
Because you were being so rude. I was no. like, until you want to talk to me, like I'm a sick,
no.
decent
nobody,
person.
Nobody was being rude.
Yes,
you because nobody you're playing Fortnite with the same headsets that KJ and Cash
I
wear.
I solved everything.
You, which is even more alarming. Because you are willingly exposing the family.
I lifestyled everything before I went to go.
If you found out that your friend had COVID, you should have went and stayed somewhere else, like at Zach's house or something.
No, because have you guys not heard? Well, the reason I didn't is because I have heard of so many people who are around all these people.
No.
Yes, and they don't get it. Like, Zach didn't get it. None of y'all got it.
You had symptoms.
I didn't have COVID symptoms.
You had symptoms.
I didn't lose my sense of smell.
That's a symptom. You still had symptoms.
I didn't have a headache.
Okay, so Croy, so I hand the phone to Croy.
It could have been anything.
I walk to the kitchen.
Something that I just think.
It really couldn't, though, because.
Something I also think about people, or I think people are going through right now, is that they completely forget about any other disease in the world. They automatically think you barely caught.
Because that's the number one.
COVID.
Go test. That's, if that's negative,
it's fucking
then
deadly.
Go find something else,
yes,
right?
I get that now, but in
that
the moment,
should have been your
I've
first thought.
No, it wasn't because I
that
strep-
should have been is my point. That's where my irritation
this
comes
was not
from.
Not my first time being sick since COVID came around, so I didn't think.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Since when?
Like well, feeling.
Oh,
because like
you got a little snuffle.
Or, yeah, that's
no,
how I felt.
No, you had razor.
That's
you
how
had
I felt.
You were way more tired. You had a razor sharp sore throat.
Yes, just like any strep throat
no,
I've ever had.
No,
that's why I didn't. No.
Croy unleashes.
Yeah,
he's screaming at me. He's like,
because we have an assistant. We have an 80-year-old nanny that
I
is
understand.
Present in front of me.
Hold
we
on.
Have a chef. We have our fucking nanny who's 40 whatever four.
You know
we
how,
have,
you said, how I sent you that. That video of that girl getting yelled at, and you're like, "Who talks to their kid like that?"
That no, is nobody you. Yelled. No.
Yeah,
oh.
he
I
just
every
said.
Right.
It next
I had every. I please do. I had every right.
No, you did
to
not.
Come unglued.
Not
yes,
the
I
way
did.
You did.
Yes, I did.
No,
yep.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
Do you so know I will tell you this, right?
Like
I will
that.
Tell you this,
worst.
Right? Obviously,
I've never been yelled at or felt like
obviously, right?
Than.
I I had a stroke.
I didn't even really cuss at you.
You were screaming.
I didn't really even cuss at you. I didn't call your name.
What
really
the
even...
fuck do you think? Blah. You don't fucking care about this family. All this shit. Screaming.
No, I never
so
said.
Aggressive.
I never said. You
so
didn't
here's
care
the thing.
Family.
When yes, Brielle has COVID, this means a lot to our family, right? We have an 8-year-old nanny that I'm going to get into, Berta. Our kids now have to be homeschooled because they've been exposed. I feel like I'm going to die. Basically, I feel like complete shit. I'm panicking because she's been around all of the littles. My nanny has asthma severe. So there's all these things that are Tracy, which we're going to get into, made her fucking soup on Friday, but failed to mention that she was, nobody told me, including Brielle, that she was sick when I was in LA the entire time. Not one person, not Ariana, not Tracy, not my nanny. No, not one person.
Wasn't
that
feeling well.
That was a fucking big problem for me.
Yeah.
And
because
Croy.
Everybody thought I was fine.
No,
I didn't feel.
That's nobody should have done
but
that.
But Croy
it's
unleashes.
Call,
Croy
right?
unleashes. And he was like, you were in this house last night. You were playing fucking Fortnite.
On the boys' microphones that's
so I was on
an
yours.
Inch away. Whatever. Same one. And so again, my frustration.
Brielle starts to cry. I'm like, Croy, calm down. Nobody wants to contract
understand.
It.
I completely understand why everybody was angry and all this, but I'm just saying the way
like I have
that
it
I was,
now and I got
to
deal with it.
The way I was spoken to in that moment was,
no.
I think, very unfair.
That has,
what I
that has
done,
no regard of my love for you.
It's like me
it has
feel,
no.
It's like Brielle could possibly die from COVID, went out the window.
You're
it's
not,
like, no,
you're not dying
not.
At that moment.
No,
like,
but
you're fine.
But you're not thinking like, oh my God, like she has COVID. Holy shit. Like, what can we do?
I think there was a lot of fear. I think there was a fear that I felt really bad. There was a fear that we have a nanny that we need. We have an 80-year-old.
But it was
like nanny that's
good.
On the weekends.
So now
like,
I'm sitting here getting like
yeah,
railed. It's
right.
just like not
yeah.
fair.
It's totally fair.
It's
because
not.
What you thought about was just Brielle. When you went to Destin, you thought about just Brielle. I need to go out and celebrate New Year's Eve. You didn't think about, well, COVID is at an all-time high. I definitely don't want to bring it back here to this group of people. It's
actually,
not,
you know
it's
what's
not
funny
just,
is that since I did think... If
right.
I didn't think,
you,
I would
you were
have
like,
gone
oh, I'm
going to
be safe, but
I
still
I
need to go
think,
do this when you didn't actually have to. Okay?
If I would have gone out and Buckhead,
then,
it would have been worse because I would
right.
have gone to a bar probably.
Then my initial burst of anger was because I knew right away that you had probably not taken precautionary measures and knew that you had building symptoms, that Saturday wasn't the first day you woke up and felt like crap and ran and got a
but
test.
But if you found out Wednesday that your friend had COVID, what in the fuck?
Yeah. That's
you
the,
because I've
that's
been
that's
around
third
all
issue.
My no, all my friends have we've all been in this situation 10 times already and none of us have had it.
Mm-mm. Third that's the third situation.
Like
if
this was March or April of last year and I found out that Zach or Abby or somebody we've been hanging out with ended up testing positive, obviously yes, I would go right then and there. But it's been a year. I kind of know more about this virus now. We all do. I know what the symptoms are, and I truly, if I genuinely thought that I had it, I would have went and got tested. I've had strep 9 million times. I was convinced.
You have your tonsils out. You're done with strep.
Then,
I've had strep like 20 times since.
Then, okay, like you said, it's been over a year since the first case was in the U.S. We have seen the consequences of families and people getting this virus, right?
Yes.
And we have seen what it does to families economically, right? They have to... Kids stay home from school. They have to juggle work. They have to homeschool kids. We have elderly people in the home. We have companies that have employees that need to work that depend on us to deliver things. Like, we are a massive network of people. It's not just you and your husband, or it's not just you and me and mom and Ariana, right? Like, when I kept warning you guys, I said, if you bring COVID home.
We feed, what did we, 14 people, 13 to 14 people a night in our house.
Right.
You know that, right? Guaranteed.
From
Zach
friends,
to
boyfriends
Aaron,
to,
yeah.
to workers to
every
everybody.
Night,
employees.
We feed 13 people.
So what I kept warning you, I said, please just do not bring it home. Like, do everything you possibly can. If you don't have to do it, don't do it. But you guys kept going out to dinner. I didn't say anything. You kept going out here. You kept going out there. You kept going out there. Yeah, you were wearing your mask, washing your hands, doing all those things. But none of those were things that you had to be doing. Then you brought it in. So, but then I had known, because I wasn't home, right? I hadn't witnessed, but just in the back of my mind, because I know you as a person, that you probably didn't do your absolute best to be that cautious after you had maybe had symptoms walking around the house. So then I automatically, I know we're quarantining. I know the kids are quarantining. I know that nobody can come into work anymore. Assistants, nannies, chef. No,
kids
nobody.
Are out of school now.
Right. Right. And then if we get it, right, and we're going to the hospital, how bad are you going to feel? Do you want to feel that?
Yes.
You know what she told me? She knows somebody that's dad had a heart attack, which is different than a stroke. He had a heart attack. She's like, Mom, you're not at risk because one of my friends, the parents had a heart attack and they're fine. And that's what the doctor told them. I've had a stroke. COVID causes blood clots, period. I'm no longer on blood thinner, knock on wood. But people that have had strokes or can have blood clots are at a much higher risk with COVID. COVID's not a fucking joke for somebody like myself, for real.
I think it's safe to say that nobody actually entirely knows what this can do to you and who it truly affects, because
we know Roquel, our makeup artist,
and picking
his,
and choosing.
He just lost his mom. He just lost his dad 5 months ago.
Yes. I
rest in
I
peace.
Know.
But I just horrible.
There's a lot of like death around this. It's a very serious disease as well, but it's also something that you can have so many other symptoms that don't even relate to COVID. And then it comes out to be COVID.
Well, My point exactly. So we're in the middle of a pandemic. If you don't feel good, your first thought should be, I probably got it.
You know what?
Let
the
me
other
go figure that out.
Too?
If it's negative, then go to the doctor and say, hey, look, I took a negative test. I still feel like crap. Could it be strep? Could it be the flu? Could it?
How about usually? And what I had to go get a test yesterday from CVS. Do you know what they're saying now? That it could be 10 days until I actually receive my COVID test results back. And I think this is really the problem and why this disease is spreading. Because who is going to sit in quarantine for 10 days if they don't truly
you have
know?
To.
You know,
you
if
should.
You don't know, you don't think you have it, and you're just going to get tested because your right, employer requires right. it or something. Like if I didn't have any symptoms and I had to go get the
well,
COVID
sweetie, this is how you got it.
I wouldn't just go sit in quarantine if I didn't feel
right,
because
you're not
thing.
Following the rules.
No, so Croy unleashes, listen, Croy goes nuts. He's like, this is fucking irresponsible of you. I told you didn't have to go anywhere for New Year's Eve. You never wanted to listen. At some point, I did feel like this was going to happen. Here's the thing. Our doctor is fucking phenomenal. We are on, and I'm not a doctor. I'm just going to say that now. We are on, and I'll get into that later, but vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, like probably the rest of the world. I take a lot of it. What that told me, though, is that Brielle's not taking her vitamins that I provided for her.
All I have is D.
And she's not taking care of herself. She's not wearing her mask. Like, I don't want to wear my mask. I'm claustrophobic as fuck. I hate it, but I'm going to do it. So we're taking all of our medicine. Go ahead. You unleash, and I'll get into what my doctor...
Again, the reason why I wouldn't even have unleashed had you had not come home with it. Fine, go get it. I said, go do you.
If I would have gotten it...
Go get it.
If I would have got it this week instead of 2 weeks ago, he still would have responded the exact same way. Don't,
no,
don't,
because
yes, he
A...
Your first thought went to, I got it in Destin.
I don't care where you got
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're talking about.
No, I don't care
about.
Where you got it, but I had known.
I think
you
finding out on Wednesday
house.
And still being in the house on yeah. Thursday and Friday is weird. That's not like you. That's yeah. weird. I think Zach probably told you you're fine. You don't have it, and that's why
I
you
didn't
did it.
Feel like right. I thought I had it. Like, well, I've already said that. Yeah.
So anyways,
you felt okay.
She wants to go to the, she wants to go to a hotel. I said, you want
to
do
no,
what?
No, she said, I'm going to a hotel.
I said, you're no, you're not.
No. You want to know why I said that? It's because I had the flu or some weird, I think I had COVID before anybody else did, because I've never had the flu before. And this like really knocked me out for like 4 days. I had it about almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And when I tested positive or whatever for the flu, Croy was like, you're not allowed in the house. We got to figure out a game plan. Go to someone else's house or go do something. I'm like, I can't. Like, nobody else wants the flu either. So I already knew where this was going. I'm not going to be allowed to go into the house. And I didn't care to sit there and argue. He was already yelling at me. And I said, fuck it. I'm just going to go to get a hotel. But I need my keys, because Zach drove us to the place and I didn't have my wallet or anything was in my car. So I said, I need
my keys. Corey's like, you're not fucking coming in this house.
Yeah. That's not true.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. She's not. She's positive for COVID. I didn't disagree.
We called Tracy and see how he unleashed.
I yes, those things
I'm
you said,
sorry.
But I was
Tracy
not,
was
I was
fully aware
yelling.
And didn't share because you're her baby.
And
I
now,
not,
guess what? She's like scolds me, gives me a fucking rude look
she's
every
like,
time I see her.
But I was like, I just she need to come in. To I need to grab my things. And I need to go. I said, you're not coming back. And like you need to think. Like, you haven't already thought, right? You've already been doing things that you're not thinking about. Now you want to come back in the house after you know you're positive and walk around common areas. I just need to get my things. I said, no, we can grab them for you. But I said, slow down. Let's think. What can we
Croy
do?
Did reel the conversation in because Brielle wants to run off to a hotel, which can go through their like, HVAC system, and you can subject everybody else. Why don't you fucking go to Zach's house?
No, I just said,
where you got it from his friend.
I just said you just
no, because the mom is fucking terrified.
Right, but I just said hold, just sit in your car, like relax. Let's think for a second. Let's everybody slow down. Let's.
So he
think.
Says, calm down. He said, Brielle, I think you hung up with her.
Yeah,
because
times.
Then
we no, we both did.
No,
we were both
they hung out. Up. They hung
cool
up.
Down. You know, we got to cool down.
They I'm hung fine. Up, and I said to Croy,
"Well, of course you were, because like whatever."
Oh, he's so, just being an asshole.
So Croy, I'm really stressed.
But in case very, you guys don't know, I never ever cry. So for me to cry, I was very.
Well, guess what I'm doing?
Sorry, I made you cry.
Guess what I'm doing?
Oh, that's why you're sorry.
I am
yeah, calling.
I would never want
my doctor
make you cry,
Doctor. Lisa Jew, and I said, Dr. Jew, who's our family doctor for us adults, Brielle has COVID. What do I do? Because I don't feel too hot either. And my doctor's on all these boards. She's the best. And she said, okay, there's a drug. I'm not a doctor, so talk to your own doctor, but and find out if ivermectin is for you. But she called in for the adults, me, Croy, Ariana, ivermectin, Brielle as well. I guess ivermectin stops the viral load. So it instead of the COVID virus, SARS, keep multiplying, it basically stops it dead in its tracks.
They've actually been giving this to people who were like on their last leg in the hospital. And within yes. a couple of hours, they were turned around and not even needing the ventilator. So,
yes. So my doctor, who's, I'm telling you, the bomb, we've been going to her for 5 years, if not more. And she said, I'm calling it in for you right now and pick it up as soon as possible. I said, I have like a really bad headache. And so I got a Z-Pack as well. Ran and picked that up. Immediately took it. Never even heard of ivermectin, to be quite honest. We all took it immediately, which was great. While I'm doing that, Croy is walking or pacing, running, pacing around the kitchen island. Mad as fuck.
I called Ariana and I told her after I talked to you, I said, hey, just so you know, I tested positive for COVID. She's like, oh, I know. I just found out. She's in her room with the door shut and I can hear Croy downstairs screaming.
At what? So, at who?
I don't know at who. Or you were yelling probably
you.
At Bloom.
No, probably
no,
you.
No, because I was on the phone with Ariana.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So probably Bloom.
So,
yelling at
so here's what happened.
I don't think I yelled at Bloom. I was very stern with Bloom. I said, I'm very disappointed.
So no. I called my assistant, Nikki. Which we have an incredible assistant, and we'll talk about her next podcast, or she'll be on here at some point. But she's been with us for many months. I called her and let her know because I want everybody to be aware. I also told her to call her doctor about ivermectin. And then our next call was to Bloom. She has Cannon. He's 2 years old. You know, Bloom's dealt with endometriosis and stuff like that. So, you know, not the healthiest per se. So we want Bloom to be aware. But what I realized and Croy realized was, is that Bloom was aware that Brielle wasn't feeling good on Friday because she made her a special soup. So Croy gets on the phone with Bloom and was like, I don't fucking understand how you didn't mention this to us. My trips to LA are usually work. I'm working, we're working 12-hour days. We're filming, we're hustle and bustle. This was a trip really quick. Get my hair done, get my lips touched up, Botox, and home. Like super quick, super fast, elective, super protected, in and out. This was not a work trip. So we had time to answer the phone. We were on the phone a lot with the kids. It wasn't like we were super busy and you couldn't get in touch. So Croy, and Bloom's been with us 7 years, 8 this year. Croy just was like, yeah, go ahead. I'm very disappointed. Like,
yeah, no, I just said, look, it's your responsibility.
Not in this tone, just so we're aware.
It's your responsibility.
It is your responsibility.
I was not doing that. I don't know why you're saying that.
Record him because I guess clearly absolutely you have amnesia not. When you
You said Bloom. It is your responsibility as the adult in this house.
I'm not that. That's what I you was said. Not. But I no. You're very loud. Like,
yo,
my voice, I think my voice is like booming when I get like, when I elevate it, like I can really scream.
Oh, we know.
Trust me. But
yeah, you
I think
did. That was the, you've never yelled at
dude,
me. Like
you want to hear me yell the loudest?
You never yelled at me in my entire life after all the dumb shit I've done like you did.
I can't see KJ's face in Christ. So, every time I look at him lately. He looked, KJ is like,
I'm just telling
so
you, my voice is booming. But again, I guess
what's your voice is booming. Give it to me. Show it to me.
When I come from a culture of coaching, right, and a culture of coaching for 18 years.
Doesn't that make you like not want to?
It's not necessarily.
No, you're going to tell me like, Croy, so how the fuck does this make sense to you that you did not get a sack and you swung to the right? Croy would tell me these things and I would.
It's not how they're saying it. It's
not personal either.
You just have to take the information that they're giving you.
Like, Croy, how did you go to the right when you should have went to the left? We talked about this.
Because Croy's like, I just stood there because he was right. There's so much at stake when you're in that profession, especially at that level, that there's that it just,
I didn't take it personal until about 45 minutes of me getting yelled at.
Oh,
and then I started crying.
You're lying.
Let's see if I can pull up the
call. You've gone to it.
No. Go. Yeah, you have. Go to Bloom. You went to Bloom.
Anyways, I just said Bloom. I was really disappointed. I said because you as the adult definitely should have stepped up and handled the situation. At least communicated to me, say, hey, Croy, I don't know what to do here, but Brielle's not feeling too well. You might want to give her a call, or I think, you know.
Whatever. Meanwhile, I didn't know until this fucking minute that you knew on Wednesday that the person you were staying in the house with had COVID.
Yeah.
What in the holy fucking shit? So now I don't even feel bad that he yelled at you because...
That's why I was
yelling. If I'm around somebody that has COVID and I don't feel good, I'm going to stay in my motherfucking room and figure it out. I'm going to say, what do I do? Where do I go? And how do I fix this? We have some of the top doctors in the country on speed dial. Let's figure it out. You could have got a test Wednesday just to see. Now, the problem with COVID and these fucking tests, that's a whole nother story. Because I called a doctor and said, I want 23 or 26 COVID tests.
For everybody in our home.
How do I get them? He said, I'll drop them off. Thank you, angels. I got 26 COVID tests delivered to my house on Saturday afternoon. Was patiently waiting for them. I lined up.
Oh, not so patient. She was dying. She was like, Brielle, tell them to get here.
Well, because now I'm fucking worried. I've hugged my kids. I've kissed them.
Nobody's probably got it. I said, realistically, hopefully nobody's got it. Nobody's showing any symptoms. I said,
really hang out with the kids like that.
I said,
like,
if Brielle was showing symptoms.
You and KJ are like
as soon
buddies.
As Thursday, then the kids would probably be showing something today. I said, I think we're fine. I said, KJ, all of you guys can taste your breakfast and everything. I said, yeah, we're fine. You know, nobody's feeling funny. Nobody feels tired.
But it's not always losing taste.
Right. No, I know. And most of the kids don't feel anything. That's why they're the ones that spread it and they don't feel anything.
Right.
So anyways, we test them.
So we get the test delivered. Okay. So Brielle, we decide, let's go back. Let's rewind a little bit. We get so scattered. So Croy gets on the phone with Tracy. Tracy's a very sensitive human being.
So much so that I've seen her like 3 times since that call, which I didn't even know about this call until yesterday when I called Ariana and I was like, do you know if Bloom's like mad at me? And she's like, oh, you didn't hear that Croy like went off? And I was like, no, because every time
Ariana's positive, by the way, folks, as well. And she's still quarantined.
I don't think she got it from me, though. I think she got it when she went out of town because I was not around her at all.
I got a fucking DM that people have COVID in this country and know it and still go to work and spread it. And Ariana was at a restaurant that's a fucking problem.
No, but I mean, that's why it's spreading. This is the double-edged argument from a lot of people and even educated people that say, look, you can't expect, like, if we all just like stayed home and we're going to tank our economy. Like, people have to work. We have to go. If you're fearful of COVID, right? If you're immune compromised, if you're old or whatever, then yes, you should stay in or try to work out those things. But like, people who are young and like, they got to go to work. Right. So, I mean, if you know that you have it, like, that might be quite drastic.
Legit,
to like,
right?
to go to
when
work
this started. My friend from Arizona said she just tested positive for COVID and now she has to quarantine for a week and she's pissed. And I said, I had to do it for 2 weeks and it was the most miserable experience ever.
Which we're gonna...
And she said, I might only be able to do it till like Tuesday. I can't do this anymore already. And I've only been in here a couple hours.
We're going to get into this in a second about Brielle quarantining. But anyways, we get the test delivered to the house. And Ariana, her boyfriend, Austin, who's at my house every day. Everybody that's here, right? There's a total of like 13 of us, including the littles, Croy, myself, my nannies, etc. We line up the test. I So he starts, I think, with KJ, and KJ's crying, and Croy's like, it's because I hit his tear duct.
No. He was scared, right? He was the first one. He stepped right up. Brave little guy. Stepped right up, and he was the very, very first one.
Croy stuck this shit to the back of my brain.
You have to, okay?
No.
Yes, you do. You have to. I put it in as far as the directions told me to. I was extremely soft. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but it's not painful.
Okay, so he goes through everybody. So he goes through.
He was very overwhelmed, and he was nervous. Everybody was looking at him, so then he like, had a little bit of
anyways,
a
he goes through everyone.
Yeah. Everybody
he
was
gets
fine.
To me.
Everybody was
no, everybody's
perfect.
Eyes were watering. No, Ariana's boyfriend said he did a great job. What else is Aaron going to say to a 6'4 dude?
Even Ariana was like, no big deal. That's like, yeah, it's
what are they going to say?
What do you mean, what are they going to say? She's going to be like, Dad, that sucked, like you jerk or whatever. Like,
so Croy gets to me. I'm just being honest here. He sticks this swab in my fucking nose, and it's so, he's twirling it the whole time that he's sticking it in my nose. And by the time he's like,
Barely in.
I'm like,
I was less than half an inch in.
Because he was twirling it in my nose.
I was trying to get
I just
it
hit his hand and I swatted
cavity.
It. He starts yelling at me. I can't believe you're setting this example for our children. I can't believe it. You need to take the test. And I'm like,
oh,
dude.
Next time you start losing it, I'm going to go.
Please yeah, do.
I'm going to I said, dude, fucking relax. Relax. I'm going to take another fucking test. We have 26 right here. Okay?
No, you weren't.
I said I was taking another test.
No, you didn't. You said, I'm done. I'm not taking a test. I'm done. Not doing this. I'm not doing it. And I walked away.
Mom.
I said.
Maybe I did say that.
Yes, you did.
Well, because you were trying to hurt me.
I absolutely was
you
not.
Yes, you were.
Like Karen
I had
right
done.
You sound a lot
you were.
Like your mother.
I had done literally nine.
So then my nanny, who I love, comes up. I said, you know, Zalma, it's your turn. She's like, okay. I said, it's going to fucking hurt. He hurt me. She says, okay. I just closed my eyes. She closes
didn't
her
even
eyes.
Didn't move. Didn't flinch.
What are these people going to say to Croy? Please tell
she's
me.
She's going
to
say, oh,
I'm
Mr.
Say,
Croy.
What the
ow,
fuck,
ow,
Croy?
Ow, Mr. Croy.
No. Yeah. No. She said, it wasn't too bad. It hurt her just a little bit. And I said, fine, do my fucking nose. Anyways, thank you, God. We were all negative, including Ariana. We were all negative. Done. But our doctor recommended we take another test in like 3 to 4 days and do it again. So we're all negative. We can breathe. Everybody goes back to kind of some sort of normalcy. In the interim, we've decided right where we're at, it's called the salon. We have a day bed over here. We have two stations. We have a full shower, all this good stuff. Brielle needs to stay and sleep in the salon because it's not connected to our HVAC system. So she has everything that she needs here. Zach's not allowed in the house either because Zach's been hanging out with her. I mean, he basically lives here. So they need to stay in the salon. So they take our Penta water. They take whatever the fuck they need up here, and the fun
by the way,
begins.
Who was bringing all that?
You were.
Oh, thank you.
I shouted you out.
I made them
Instagram.
Cookies and milk, and she was like, "Thank you, Croy, for our cookies and milk." I said, "No, bitch, that was your mom."
It's okay. It was
Croy
me.
Did a completely 180 by the time. Like 4 o'clock
because,
rolled around.
Yeah,
they all
like,
I don't know, Brielle. You have a way with him. I told him like whenever you guys get an argument, and he's in the corner the next minute, like. I said,
no.
Let me guess, you're texting Brielle.
Look, because I will react.
Yeah, when you get fucking angry, you're like,
I will react, right? I will react because I become disappointed or I look at the situation and I'm like, man, you could have handled that so much differently.
Great.
But then I have to flip into dad mode. I have to flip into dad mode and help you come to a conclusion and a solution to the problem, right? Like, at the end of the day, we got to move on. We got to deal with the problem. So yeah, I'm going to come uncorked for a minute.
We should go to therapy maybe and learn how to address situations.
No, I just like coming uncorked. Just turn me out for a minute.
Like people get frustrated.
I do. I just ignore you and you get fucking pissed or I just hang up and you get fucking pissed. So like, I don't know how to win in these situations.
You can't.
Anyway, so Brielle settles in the salon. Monday morning, Ariana's like, Mom, I'm sorry. Saturday night, Ariana's like, you know what? I haven't been feeling good for like the last day or whatever. I don't want to be Brielle. And she didn't say that, but that's what she meant. I don't want to be Brielle. I don't want to get yelled at. So I'm going to.
She would have done the same thing.
I'm going to go ahead and go to Austin's house with her boyfriend and I'm going to stay there. So she did that. So we had the house to ourselves. It was kind of nice.
Oh, it was, you had it for like a week and a half, actually.
Okay, great. Good. Cool.
Yeah, one night, guys. Hey, my mom said that she was going to bring me some clothes, some towels so I could go to sleep. And come to find out, it's 2 a.m. and Kim and Croy are still in the hot tub and I haven't received my clothes. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to bed. I'm
Croy went to bed.
Tonight.
We weren't
That's
in the hot tub.
Probably first time I haven't showered in maybe five or six.
That's when you fell asleep, but I took a shower after the hot tub. Yeah. We were in the hot tub, in the cold tub, in the hot tub, in the cold tub. Like, we were actually trying to keep ourselves healthy from
you. That's really cool. It's so easy to bring me a pool towel, just something to wash my ass with.
You had one up here.
There's fucking towels out the ass.
No, I cleaned up because I was told that I was able to come sleep in my room after 10 days and come to find out that was not
actually, we didn't let her do that. 14 days, folks, to be safe.
Yeah, but at first it was like, you can come in on Monday. It was Monday night. I waited till 10:30. I knew all the kids were asleep.
But like, why risk it? Biscuit.
So, because I didn't wash my hair, you guys, for like 11, 12
good. Days. It's not the first time.
All right.
It is. I felt disgusting.
Anyways, so Ariana's
sleeping on a twin bed, mind you guys. All right. I'm sleeping on a twin bed.
It's a nice twin bed. It's a nice mattress.
No, that was.
You know what she kept calling for? Up. The Xbox. Yeah.
I mean, that is like mind numbing, and you can literally blow through for like 8 hours in like no
time. Why the
at
fuck
all.
Didn't you bring it to her? I don't play the shit.
No, because I was, you know, got to teach her a lesson.
I literally went to Target. I need it. That's my decompressor. And I almost bought a PS4.
It's
from
my
fucking
decompressor.
Target, so I could play. But I don't know how to work a PS4. If they had an Xbox,
anyways, we're
it.
Rambling. Yeah. So Ariana goes, and Monday morning she calls me and she says, "Mom, I feel like really bad. I think I'm gonna go to Dr. So and So's and get the same COVID test the doctor that dropped off these tests to me." And I said, "Okay, sweetie." So she goes and does that, and she's positive. Her boyfriend and their friend. I'm like, Jesus, Mary Joseph. She said, "I'm just going to come and get whatever I can get." And Croy's like, "You're not coming in the house," basically. So we gave her a bunch of shit, grabbed whatever she needed for school, her laptop, and she's been gone for the last 10 days.
Every day I call her, I'm like, "Hey, like, how are you doing? When are you coming home?" She's like, "I don't know, never. Like, they're not going to, not going to let me in."
It's too big of a risk. So I did speak. I made Brielle. Today's day 14.
15. 16, actually, if we're 16. Being honest. But
so yeah. My doctor... Other doctors, not just one specific doctor, had said that 10 days from the day of this onset of the symptoms, whether it's sore throat or headache or whatever the fuck, then you're non-contagious. So I immediately called a very good friend of mine that had COVID back in March and was like, "Brielle has COVID. What do I do?" Well, my friend starts to tell me, I said, "I've had a headache for like 3 days. I haven't slept in 6 nights. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep at all. Like, it was driving me insane." Oh my God. She says the same shit happened to me. The only way that she was able to go to sleep was she got a shot of Toradol. She was super, super sick. And this was before like people were really more knowledgeable about COVID. So she kind of fucking freaked me out, but she gave me so much information and was so helpful. And so I kind of calmed down a little bit and was like, "Okay, we'll get through this." I also, Nene Leakes told me to buy oxygen, these portable little oxygen things, like these little cans. And I bought like 16 of them.
I never got one.
And because you didn't need it. So I bought like 16 of these cans, and I was very thankful for that this go around. And I went and got a pulse ox machine from CVS.
Which mine came up at 68 a couple of times.
Yeah, but like, we know
weird.
If Brielle's pulse ox was no at way. 68, yeah. She'd be like, she'd be purple.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Ariana's gone. Brielle's in the salon. And we have to homeschool our kids. Corey does, because I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Mind you, and they had been in school and had been doing a very good job of staying in school and minimizing any sort of breakout or anything like that. So
yeah, our kids after spring or after Christmas break, there's an app that we have to fill out every morning, stating our kids are healthy. And nobody really did that during
Christmas
break and New Year's. I mean, like, who would have thought, right? We're like, we're busy. So because of that, our school would not let our kids go to private school. If you're just joining us, our kids were not able to go back to school. Nobody's kids were, because nobody filled it out. So they weren't able to judge how healthy everybody was. So our kids were already out of school for a few days prior. Now I had to call the school and say, "I'm so fucking embarrassed, but my kids have been exposed to COVID." And the teachers had to do all this extra stuff for my kids.
Yeah.
Four of them. Two in first, one in third, and one in fourth.
Yeah. So do you know how many people you affected, Brielle?
I'm aware.
No, I'm just curious. Do you know? Do you have a number?
No.
No?
No.
A lot.
Not at all, huh?
No.
Okay.
Anyways, you guys, it was... Croy was irate with this. I understand. What can you do? She's already got it. Only for a few minutes. I do understand his frustration with Tracy. I was a little frustrated with our assistant, like nobody told me. And I feel like, I mean, Tracy, her favorite's Brielle. The whole fucking world knows that. So she, why would you not say like, and I don't even know if Tracy was thinking like, oh, Brielle doesn't feel good. Maybe I should tell Kim McCroy it might be COVID. Like, I don't even think she was going in that direction. So I couldn't even get that mad. But when Tracy came to work on Monday, it was weird, a little awkward, but we're past that. Okay. Brielle stayed in the salon. Whenever she texts me, I need a towel. I wanted to just punch her in the head. Like, what the fuck do you like? Get a towel yourself. Like I was so frustrated. Not seeing her, not having Ari, it's weird. I don't like it. It's scary.
Well, get used to it, because if there's anything I learned in this situation, and me and Ariana have been talking about this, it's time for us to possibly flee the nest. So that way, if this situation happens again,
bye,
we are in the comfort of our own home.
So question is, though, how did you spend your time up here?
Miserable. Bored.
Why? Why?
Oh my God, you had an opportunity.
I'm not doing this. No, you had an opportunity.
No, every day I would say, Zach, let's go on a walk. He'd be like, no.
I told Brielle, listened to The Greatest Secret, a brand new book Audible. I listened to it in one day, 6 hours. Brielle, listen to a new book. Learn something. Do something.
What do you mean you're not going to walk yourself? Like, if you
I don't like to be alone. Like, I don't like to be alone. Everybody knows this. So I'm not going on a walk in the neighborhood alone. I've never done that.
We live in a gated community.
No, I'm not doing it alone.
How did you come out mentally stronger?
Probably. I could probably deal with anything now, because this was This was honestly what I felt like.
Did you
come
out with any goals?
I wonder if people...
Did you come out with any plans?
I wonder if that's what prison's like for the people who are in there for 23
prison?
Hours.
Prison?
Yeah. For the ones who are in there for 23 hours a day, that's how I felt. In here, staring at the same walls.
With the television, with AC or heat, with a fucking shower, with any kind of food, Uber Eats, Grubhub, whatever else, delivering fucking food at random times, getting in the car and going to Starbucks.
The problem is with me... That they
Did
don't
you start
seem
a journal?
To understand. No, I didn't do.
You
didn't
start
of
a gratitude
shit.
Journal.
I just watched TV.
Like, so you missed such a great
opportunity.
It was the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I don't really
to
care
recenter,
to do that.
Refocus.
No. Like, okay. Yeah. So, anyways, what the problem is that my parents don't understand, because they love their house and they have their kids here and they have everything they want here. They don't care to leave. I have to leave my house at least like 3 times a day at some point. Like,
Weird. I can't. Maybe sit down, slow down, and listen to your heart and your mind.
My heart and mind say, get out, go take a drive.
Yeah, let's just cloud it. Let's not think. Let's just go to Starbucks and go to fucking dinner and whatever.
Yeah,
just
like,
to not think. That's to not think.
I can't like be alone in my thoughts. I don't like it. So I have to like distract myself and get out and do something every day. And I have to see a different scenery. I can't just sit in my room like or be in that house all day.
I get some people like to go out. You're
like,
young.
I have to leave.
I've always liked to be at home, but that's a tourist thing. They're homebodies. It's not even a good quality. Sometimes it is. But I think that this was an opportunity to learn something or
I learned a lot. I watched Your Honor. I watched Yellowstone. I watched a lot of movies that were on E.
What did you learn?
I learned everything there is to know about Montana.
No, you didn't.
Because of
you watched a scripted show. You didn't learn anything.
I learned about Missoula.
You didn't learn anything.
And Bozeman.
No, you didn't. You watched
and
a
the Indian
scripted
reservations.
Show. You watch a scripted show.
And
you're so hot, Croy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you
know
what? This
but here, fun. here's my question. The reason why, we're not going to let
Croy get into these conversations
the
that will last
why,
an hour.
The reason why, and she recognizes, do you not recognize why I was so frustrated? You say yes. Do you not?
When you were scolding me?
Well, whatever, having a stern conversation, scolding, whatever you want to call it.
Yelling is not stern.
At this moment, do you understand my position of frustration?
Yeah, but I don't understand the aggression behind.
Sure. Okay. Like,
you don't understand why I delivered it.
I understand, but I don't understand like you.
You don't understand my delivery.
Yes,
sure.
I don't understand your delivery. Like, I don't
understandable.
Anybody, you would not talk to mom like that. You would not talk to, you know, there's certain.
I might have at one point.
No. To me, it felt like there's no respect. So I was getting very upset.
You're not going to get much respect with it. You stayed in the house for 3 days and possibly had COVID.
I don't feel like I disrespected you. I feel like if anybody did any disrespecting, it was you with your actions.
Understood.
But,
anyways.
Okay, so if you understood why I was so frustrated and the actual
guys,
context.
Guys, saddle up. We've got another 3 hours of this conversation.
If you understood why I was so frustrated in the context, not the way I delivered it, but in the context. Don't you think that you would have listened to that and possibly taken a step of growth to become like
your sister, and I'm not comparing, but she's been rollerblading, doing her college work, joining all the Zooms.
Guess what? Her friends actually like to do shit. Zach, we all know how moody he is. Yeah. All that he would do is just sit there pissed at the world. And I'm like, let's go on a walk. Let's go drive around. Please, like, let's go do something.
What about your surroundings?
What
do you gotta?
I can't
gotta,
sleep
you gotta
up there
look
alone.
At your surroundings.
So I had to be with somebody, and he was the.
You
want to
be around a Chris Tuff? I'm fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need new friends for sure.
Or you have to take it into control.
They're all miserable.
You have
it's
to take
my problem.
You got to take your life into control.
She said she needs new friends. Oh my God. She's been friends with Zach for 9 years. I quit.
I mean, they're not going anywhere, but,
Rio's other friends got his car stolen fucking twice. His first car, then a rented car got stolen. Then he just lost his phone.
Ethan's like Chris Stuff. He's fucking thriving and happy and living his life.
He just lost his phone. The same guy that got his car stolen twice. And then they took his phone. And then you know what they fucking did? They Venmoed themselves $6,000.
That he can't
get back. But Ethan is fucking thriving. He's picking out alligator boots.
Every time I call him, he's just happy, and he's planning some surprise for my birthday, so I'm super excited for that. My mom says he's very thoughtful.
He is fired up.
He is a Chris
Tuff. You are what you think. He's a Chris
Tuff. If he wasn't in Miami, I would have probably made him come hang out with us.
My point is this. You are who you surround yourself with, and I think that Zach sometimes is a little sad, and you help him go through things. I've had those kind of friends as well. Zach will probably uplift you at times. This should have been a time that Zach lifted you up.
I feel like you missed a great opportunity.
I probably did.
I told her, listen, get the Audible app. Like, I love Audible. I put my earphones in. I organize my closet. I do whatever. I curl my wigs. I don't know. I do whatever.
But see, do you hear that? You're doing something. I can't just sit here, stare at the ceiling.
You could organize all this fucking makeup up here from Cab.
Mom, I don't know what that is. I'm not
you could, I mean, yeah, you could have done a lot of things.
Yeah, I probably could have, but guess what? I didn't because I was just sitting here like, counting down the days.
Yeah.
While I was in LA, you guys, go ahead.
We'll wrap this up. We have survived COVID. Brielle is healthy.
Brielle is
healthy.
Just released from her.
And nobody else got it.
Thank you, God.
So we are going to continue that way. Brielle now thinks that she has antibodies and can
and
for the float
next
around.
3 months.
She thinks
is what
she can.
I heard.
She can think she can go wherever around. And do whatever, and she's going to be fine, which isn't true. I contacted again my doctor and a couple others.
I said you should behave the same way you were behaving pre
exposure,
which is just take as many precautions as possible.
So I tend to process Brielle's feelings, whether it's headaches or stomach aches, diarrhea, or her attitude or her anger. It just is what it is. I just think it's that kind of connection. And I'm aware of this. So I definitely feel like having a positive mind frame has not been easy. I think 2020 has sucked, honestly. I think here's how I've gotten through my days with COVID and especially the last couple of weeks with the kids. It's not easy not having the kids in the house either. Is I always think of three things that I am grateful for. I've been more irritated the last 4 days of my life than I've been in 6 months. But I think of the six things. I mean, I could tell you 100 things that I'm grateful for, but in that moment, you're just so annoyed. We'll tell you a few things that we're very grateful for in 2020, and we'll wrap this up. 2020 Salty K launch has been hugely successful.
Yep.
Been very thankful for all of your support. We have tons of new stuff coming. I absolutely am so passionate about Salty K. Big things happening with Cab. It may be at a local store near you soon. I'm so excited.
Keep an eye out.
Cashmere has just done super well. This will be 5 years this year. It's my baby, always will be. And then we have some exciting new shows in the works, unlike anything that you've seen from us before. So stay tuned. Super excited about this. We have lots to talk about. Don't Be Tardy, season 8. Mm-hmm. We'll recap. It
give you some behind the scenes.
6 weeks of hell for me, just so you know. We're going to get into that. We have so much to catch up on, you guys. COVID was just the beginning. We're so excited to be back. So thankful to be back. So excited to be back. We want to give you our best. I have a question. Are you actually one of the few that has had something good happen to you in 2020, but you feel guilty about sharing it with anyone because so many people are hurting? We want to know about the great stuff that happened last year for you. Guilt-free, leave us a message. You can email us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 323-213-8100.
Or text.
Or you can text us. I know people have gotten engaged. Blake Shelton, right? Gwen Stefani, right, Brielle? 2020?
Yeah.
They got engaged.
Yeah, they and she had was marriages. Just, babies were
people
born.
People have had babies. People have gotten, a ton of people have gotten pregnant. Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
So yes, email us if you've had something amazing happen to you, but you're feel guilty about sharing it.
Don't feel guilty. Share the positivity.
Everybody share the positivity. Uplifting. We all need uplifting. So email us again at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com or leave us a voicemail or text at 323-213-8100. Thanks you guys so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. We will be back every Wednesday morning. A new episode will drop. I feel like it's going to take us a few weeks to catch up on everything that's been going on because there has been so much. We have so many surprises for you and so many things to share. We can't wait.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.